Can you talk a little bit more about what happened when you walked in the front door of the Buffalo Club, when that was not the policy?
The man at the door, and remember I was a lot younger and probably a lot more attractive, he came out from behind the coat rack area and he said, are you here for, I think he kind of asked me, was I here for a job or something? And I said, no, I have a meeting. And actually the person I had a meeting with was the head of Fisher-Price Henry Cords. And I said, no, I'm meeting Mr. Cords for breakfast. And he said, oh. And he said, he took my coat and he says, well, use the elevator and go up to whatever floor he was on. And I didn't pay it any mind. You know, I kind of like, okay, I wasn't here for employment. But I used to get that fairly regularly. You know, are you in this place for something different than, you know? And I've always, like you, I like nice clothing, so I know I was always dressed nicely, and I always, you know, presented myself physically well, and, you know, but it says a lot. Yeah. Who are we to judge?
Yeah.
Even if someone doesn't have the best of clothing or is able to do that.
But somebody made you feel out of place.
Yeah, and I got a lot of that. I mean, all through life I had to deal with that issue of, you know, what are you doing here or how did you get here? And even today you're kind of, you get some pushback many times. And I think I handle it very graciously. I am a fighter. So my husband always says, don't mess with her. Brooklyn will come out because that's where I grew up at. But I also appreciate people and value people. So my first attempt is really to try to talk to you and understand where you're coming from. And then if we can't agree, then we can agree to disagree. But you will not disrespect me. You will not discount me. You can do it in your own space, but not in the space that we share.